myself in sin. Memento me. Innocent.
The voice of Abby Lincoln on KXRW singing the lyrics of Manny Kurtz, "It's All Like a Dream to Call You Mine." Lyrics written for Duke Ellington's great ballad, In a Sentimental Mood. And so begins this hour of In the Wilderness from KXRW Vancouver. I'm Neil Malloy. Abby Lincoln making a late, carefully prepared for entrance on this 1980 recording by the Cedar Walton Quartet, featuring Bob Berg on tenor saxophone and Walton at the piano. What more romantic way to honor 127 years of Edward Kennedy Duke Ellington, who was born on April 29, 1899. And now, let's hear the Ellington Orchestra as they sounded in 1959 with solos by Johnny Hodges, Ray Nance, and Billy Strayhorn playing piano from Blues in Orbit. Thank you.
never treats me sweet and gentle the way she should. I've got it bad, and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I've got it bad, and that ain't good. And when the weekend's over, and Monday rolls around, I end up like I start out, just crying my poor heart out. Lord above me, make her love me the way she should. Cause I got it bad, and that ain't when the weekend's over. Monday rolls around. I end up like I start out, just crying my poor heart out. Lord above me, won't you make her love me the way she should? Oh, 'cause I got it bad, and that ain't good.
On KXRW, a song that seems to say everything about heartbreak that is worth saying. Ellington's I Got It Bad, and That Ain't Good. The lyrics by Paul Francis Webster, so movingly sung by Wayne Bartlett. Back in the 60s, some of you with long memories may recall, Wayne Bartlett had sung in an R&B group called The Fabulous Imperials. And here, he's featured as a guest with trumpeter Benny Bailey's quartet. Just before this, we heard a Billy Strayhorn tune, Pretty Little One, from Ellington's Jazz Violin Session of 1963, featuring Stefan Grappelli and Sven Asmussen. It's one of the most exquisite Ellington records ever made, and yet, for some reason, it went unreleased for more than a dozen years, not seeing the light of day until after Ellington's death. Also on our set from an album called Piano in the Foreground that had Ellington on a sort of holiday from the big band, playing solo on one of his lesser-known ballads, 100 Dreams Ago. And opening things up, the Ellington Orchestra in full swing on Smada. We're observing Duke Ellington's birthday this month on In the Wilderness. We'll hear more music played by the maestro and by a few of his multivarious interpreters after this.
A big thank you to our founding partners at Morel Inc. Print and Marketing for their ongoing support of community radio. Morel Inc. is a woman-owned, union-staffed, state-of-the-art print shop, and since 1993 has offered high-quality, creative, and innovative printing and marketing solutions. Morel Inc.'s experienced staff creates partnerships with their clients and uses the latest technologies to meet their needs. More information about which of Morel Inc.'s products, printing, and marketing strategies will best serve your next project and budget can be found at morelinc.com. That's morelinc.com.
From his 1981 album, Duke Dreams, here's Rand Blake at the piano with a pair of Ellington tunes, beginning with Drop Me Off in Harlem.
Thank you.
Wrapping up our All Ellington set, that's the maestro himself at the keys with a song he composed for Queen Elizabeth, The Single Petal of a Rose. Before this, Marion McPartland on KXRW recorded live at the Maybeck Studio in Berkeley with her unusual take of Sea Jam Blues, a tune that's almost always played at lightning-fast speed. Leave it to Lady Marion to find something completely new along a well-worn path. This may be the only ballad of Sea Jam Blues in existence. Jessie Norman, the great soprano, also in that set, accompanied by Mark Markham on Heaven, a song originally from one of Ellington's sacred concerts of the late 1960s. Jazz from the Netherlands just before Jessie Norman, with harmonica virtuosa Hermine Durlo, joined by Joshua Sampson on the steel drum for Ellington's Floret Africaine. And opening our set, pianist Rand Blake casting Sophisticated Lady in a film noirish light, as well as reviving Ellington's 1933 tune Drop Me Off in Harlem, a song that, it said, was born in a taxi cab. I'm Neil Malloy. Thanks for listening to In the Wilderness. To lead the way out, here's Ella Fitzgerald with the Ellington Big Band. Listen carefully to these lyrics.
Drifting, dreaming, stardust gleaming through my solitude. Drifting. Drifting, dreaming while I'm seclusion. You're a blue illusion while I'm in this azure interlude. While I'm drifting, dreaming, stardust gleaming here in my stardust is gleaming through my solitude, through my solitude, in an azure interlude, in an azure interlude. And I'm in my, in my, in my azure interlude. In my, in my.